Good. We're on Yeshaya Perek Samach Beis. This Haftorah we mentioned began two psukim earlier. It's the Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim. Meaning after Tisha B'Av we have the Sheva Dinachemta, the 7 weeks of comforting Klal Yisrael, and we've now reached the pinnacle. This is the seventh. This is right at the end of the greatest consolation after the Churban. And Klal Yisrael, really at its pinnacle of greatness, is discussed in this Haftorah. And Hashem has said how he'll rejoice with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Sos Osis B'Hashem, will have an intense joy with Hashem. And now in Pasuk Samach Beis, Hashem says how he's waiting for the Churban, for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Leman Tzion Lo Echeshe. For the sake of Tzion Lo Echeshe, I will not be silent. Uleman Yerushalayim Lo Eshkot. And for the sake of Yerushalayim Lo Eshkot, I won't be still. Ad Yetzei Chanoga Tzidka. Until her righteousness emanates like a noga, like a shining, like a bright light. Vishu osa kilapid yivor, and this, her salvation will blazes like a torch. The Metzudas learns that Klal Yisrael will show the tztuka that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. It will be evident the fact that Hashem cares about Klal Yisrael, cares about Yerushalayim. Ad yetzei chanoga tzidka. I won't be at rest until it's clear the tzedakah that I do for Yerushalayim. And the Yeshua will be like a porch, like a torch. And then in Pasuk Beis it continues, V'ro goyim tzidkeich, the goyim will see tzidkeich, the tzedakah I do for you. In other words, your righteousness means the righteousness that's directed, Hashem's tzedakah is directed toward Yerushalayim. And the goyim will see tzidkeich. Your righteousness, meaning the tzedakah that Hashem does for Yerushalayim. V'chol malochim kavodech, and all the kings will see your honor. V'korolach shem chadash, and they'll call you by a new name. Asher pi Hashem yikovenu, a name that the mouth of Hashem will pronounce. Hashem will explain what the meaning of this name is. That's the way the Metzudas learns. The approach of the Malbim is, again, we're in Perek Samach Beis, Leman Tzion Lo Echshe, for the sake of Tzion, I will not be quiet. Uleman Yerushalayim Lo Eshkot, and for the sake of Yerushalayim, I will not be still. There are two things here by the Geula. The first thing is Hashem will reveal the tzedakah, the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's find the page. Hashem will show the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. The fact that we're a righteous people, the fact we kept the Torah, our belief in Hashem, and all the nations of the world will realize the goodness and the greatness of Klal Yisrael in a spiritual sense. The Geula will also show that Hashem comes to redeem us and take us out of our suffering. These two ideas, that the greatness of Klal Yisrael will be revealed to the world, and that Hashem will redeem us and be our Savior, these two different concepts are expressed in these psukim. Yerushalayim was where the populace lived. Yerushalayim is where everyone lived. Zion is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Sanhedrin, of the greatness of the people. Leman Tzion Lo Echshe, for the sake of Tzion, that the world should see how good and how great in a spiritual sense, how great Klal Yisrael is. For the sake of Tzion, that's why it stresses Tzion, not Yerushalayim at this point. For Tzion Lo Echshe, I won't be quiet. because in order to explain and that the world should know what we're doing, they only see what they want to see and they don't see the true. I say today's gathering, imagine tens of thousands of people gathering together simply because there's an immorality in the world, there's a depravity, we have to strengthen our holiness, where that's what concerns us. Tens of people, tens of thousands gathering for that purpose. But Laman Tzion Lo Echshe, for Tzion, the greatness, the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Lo Echshe, I won't be quiet. Hashem will see to it that the words are spoken and explained our greatness. Ulaman Yerushalayim, for the sake of Yerushalayim, that Hashem will bring the Geula, and we'll all come back and we'll be living in the city. For Yerushalayim, Lo Eshkot, I won't be still. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act and will do to bring about the Geula. Ad Yetze Chanoga Tzidka, until the righteousness, the goodness of Tzion will come out and will emanate like a light, a bright light. Vishuasa Kalapi Yivar, and the Yeshua, the salvation, will burn like a torch. The Yeshua, the salvation that Hashem brings, will put the spotlight on Klal Yisrael. The Yeshua will be like the blazing torch, and everyone will see, will focus on what's happening in Yerushalayim, and then they'll see from Tzion, there's Noga, the reflection, they'll see the inner light that comes forth from Tzion, because the Yeshua is focused on it like a torch. Hashem, most Meforshim learn, Laman Tzion Lo Echshe, Hashem is speaking. And Hashem is saying He won't be quiet. He will not be silent for the sake of Tzion. For Yerushalayim, He won't be still. Ibn Ezra brings down Laman, Eila Divrei Yisrael Begolus. These are the words of Klal Yisrael and Golus. And the truth is, we have both of these concepts. For Tzion and for Yerushalayim, Hashem is not still. Hashem is not silent. In fact, Rashi says, Lo Eshkot, I won't be still. Lo Yehei Shalom Lefonai. There won't be peace before Hashem until the Tzidka, the righteousness of Tzion, emanates and is evident to the world. We learned in Yeshaya way back, in Perek Beis, over there the Navi says that all the nations are going to come back to be focused on Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya ba'achris hayomim, in the end of days, in Yeshaya Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, nochon yia har beis Hashem barosh haharim. The Beis HaMikdash will once again be established on the top of the mountain. Venisa Mikvos will be elevated more than the hills, and all the Goyim will stream to Tzion in Yerushalayim, and they'll say, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. And then in Pasuk Dalet, V'chitzu Charvosam Le'itim, they'll cut their swords down into pruning hooks. Lo Yisa Goyel Goy Cherev, there won't be any war anymore. It seems from the Psukim that only once we have the Beis HaMikdash again, and once the Geula, the final Geula comes, then there can be peace. But Laman Tzion Lo Echshe, what we're learning now, Hashem says, I can't be still. Laman Yerushalayim Lo Eshkot, it's as if Hashem is not at peace until the Geula comes. It's an unbelievable thought how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imo Anochi Vitzara, He's suffering with us. And as Ibn Ezra says, that's the way Klal Yisrael reacts. That even if in different countries and in different eras, sometimes the Jews do have it well, relatively, in Golus. But Klal Yisrael in Golus always is focused on Tzion and on Yerushalayim. Hashem is focused, Klal Yisrael is focused. We won't be quiet and we won't be still until the Geula comes. V'ro goyim tzidkeich. the goyim will see tzidkeich, they'll see the tzedakah, the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. V'chol melochim kavodich, and the kings will see your honor. The term goyim is the non-Jews on the lowest level, as opposed to an am, a nation. But goyim just means the simple people. They don't necessarily appreciate greatness of character. The fact that Klal Yisrael's belief system and all the animamins and all the beliefs of Yiddishkeit, they don't necessarily appreciate that. But when the Geula comes, they'll see it. They'll see your righteousness. The fact that Klal Yisrael is so devoted to Torah and to their emunah in Hashem. And if the goyim recognize that, certainly the kings, who are expected to be on a higher level, who involved are not involved in the struggle to earn their daily food, but they have a private tutor, they learn more, they're more chachamim, they're wiser. Even the goyim will see your righteousness, and certainly the kings. That's referring to the righteous, the Laman Sion Lo Echsha, the righteousness that Hashem won't be silent and He'll tell over. The world will talk about our greatness. V'chol melochim kavodeich. And the honor, when Hashem comes and brings the Geula, even the kings, the melochim, will see your honor. And if a king who lives a life of grandeur and royal majesty, and he sees your honor, you can imagine the plain guy certainly is cognizant of the greatness, the honor that Klal Yisrael will have. And when that comes, when Hashem brings His Geula, and when everyone sees the greatness of our people, V'kora loch shem chodosh, they'll call you a new name, Asher pi Hashem yikovenu, a name that the mouth of Hashem will pronounce. Hashem will Himself say that this is the name that describes, that defines what we are. We all know Yaakov is Klal Yisrael, struggling, Klal Yisrael on the lower level, as Yaakov grabbed the heel of Esav, trying to have his rights to the Bechor. Yisrael is on the higher level. Klal Yisrael fought with the Malachim, with the angels, and he was successful, and with people like Lavan, Esav. But in the future, we'll have a name that will define even a stronger greatness of Klal Yisrael. And this name, we'll see later in the Psukim, is Derusha, that Cheftziba, that Klal Yisrael wants, that Hashem wants Yerushalayim and Sion. He inquires, He cares about it. V'hoyisa teres tiferes b'yad Hashem. You'll be a crown and a teres tiferes in the hand of Hashem. Utsnif malucha, a head covering of royalty, b'chaf elokoyich, in the palm of your God. There are two different hanhagos, two different ways that Hashem conducts the world. There is the nature, and then there's the miraculous. In this pasuk, there's a number of different contrasts. One is a teres, a crown, as compared to tznif malucha, the royal head covering, the royal headgear. Tznif malucha, the royal covering, that's for royalty, that's for a king. A teres, even though we say it a crown, it's not necessarily for a king. A teres is when you've reached a certain level in life and you have a certain mila, a certain advantage, and you want to show it to others. Almost like the general has his insignia, he has all of his things to show his rank, he wants to show what he's accomplished. A Torah, you find, the Malbim says, like a teres zekeinim b'nei bonim. For the elders, grandchildren is an atara. Or eshes chayil ataras baila. A good wife is an atara, like a crown for her husband. It's a crown that if he's attained something, he has a certain maila, an advantage, he shows it. That's an atara. Snif Malucha is, of course, the royal crown. Biyad, the hand, is not as specific as a kaf, as a palm. The palm is really where the hand folds over and holds something, as opposed to the whole hand. And Hashem, that's HaYehovah V'yiyah, Hashem who's eternal, who controls the world, everything exists through Him, and there's Elokoyach, your Elokim, the one who's specifically with Hashkocha Pratis. Looking at Pasuk Gimel, when the Geula comes, V'hayis, you'll be Ateres Tiferes. Even in nature, where Hashem doesn't show His kingship, but there's a maila that Hashem shows He's a, there's a pride that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael, with Yerushalayim. I say the Mefarshim, the focus seems to be on Tzion and on Yerushalayim. Others mention it as going on Klal Yisrael, as Pasuk Beis, V'ro Goyim Kvitzikech, they'll see your righteousness. But the truth is they're one and the same. At the Geula, the greatness of Tzion and Yerushalayim, it's the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And then, V'yisa teres tiferes biyad Hashem. Even when Hashem shows Himself as Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, the one who controls the world, through nature, everything exists through Hashem. And it's biyad, it's in the hand, but it's not like the palm necessarily. But even so, there's a maila that Klal Yisrael has, that V'yisa teres tiferes. Hashem considers us a maila, like this crown of splendor in the hand of Hashem. That's what Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim is, and Ateres Tiferes in the hand of Hashem. And then Hashem does miracles also. He shows there's a Tznif Melucha, where the royal diadem, the royal or the royal covering, the headgear, the Tznif Melucha, the royalty, Hashem shows His royalty in us, bechaf, in the palm, which is directly held, we're in Hashem's control. We see the Hashkacha Pratis of Elokoyich, your Elokim. And then when the Geula comes, Lo ye omer loch od azuva, they'll no longer be said of you, Azuva, you're forsaken. And they won't say about your land anymore, Shmama, it's desolate. They won't say that anymore. And the beauty is, when Yeshaya said these words, it was during the times of the first Beis Hamikdash. They had the temple, they lived on the land. And he already saw what was going to be in the future. I don't think in those days anybody called Klal Yisrael Azuva. They were in their own land. Ever since Hashem brought them out of Mitzrayim, they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes the Goyim caused them sorrows, they had problems, there were difficulties, but they were in their own land. Nobody called Klal Yisrael abandoned. They still, and they had the Beis HaMikdash. But Yeshaya saw that there'd be an exile, which he's talked about. And even more than that, there would be nations that would arise, and they would say, you know, the Jews may have been the chosen people. Hashem may have cared for them. But now, you've sinned, and Hashem took us instead. Hashem has abandoned you. Which is what the other nations, the Christians and the Muslims, say, you know, at one point you may have been chosen, but things have changed. Yeshaya saw that would happen. That would be called Azuva, the one who's abandoned, forsaken. They won't say that anymore. Lo ye'omer loch od Azuva. They won't say about you anymore, you're Azuva, you're the forsaken one. And they won't say about your land anymore that it's the desolate place. There's a famous account, Mark Twain, you know, visited Eretz Yisrael in the early 1900s, and he wrote, you know, what he saw about the Holy Land, and he writes at length about how there's such devastation and so empty and destroyed and just desert, the whole thing. It was like known that, you know, this used to be a civilized country, that was settled and inhabited. You know, normally there's certain areas of the world that are deserts. You know, the Sahara Desert, it's always been a Sahara Desert. It's always, and the areas that were lived in were always lived in. But to have a place, there's no other place on the world that was settled and was a livable place, and all of a sudden it's empty. Imagine if somebody would tell you there used to be a thriving civilization in the Arctic Circle. Just now it's cold. There never was. That was a place that wasn't inhabited. But to have a place and it was called Shemama, anybody who went there knew that for hundreds of centuries it was desolate. But La'art Seichlo Ye'omer Ot Shemama, they won't say any more about your land, it's the desolate place. Kiloch, because to you Yikore Cheftziba, people will realize, Hashem will say, Cheftzi, my desire, Bo, isn't it that Hashem wants, has a desire for Yerushalayim? They'll feel that Hashem doesn't, through the Golus, Hashem, the Shechina left. Hashem abandoned Yerushalayim. But when the Geula comes, they'll realize, no, that's really where Hashem's desire is. Ula'artzeich bu'ula, and your land will be inhabited. That through the centuries and exiles, Klal Yisrael was gone, but they'll no longer call it Shemama desolate, but it'll be once again settled. Ki Chofetz Hashem Boch, and now Hashem is going to explain this name, Cheftzi Bo, because Hashem's desire is in Yerushalayim. Va'artzeich Tiboel, and your land will become inhabited. So once again, Yerushalayim will be settled, and once again, Tzion will be where Hashem resides. The Shechina will return. The people will return. We'll see the righteousness of Klal Yisrael, and we'll see the Yeshua, the salvation from Hashem. Kiiv al Bachur Besula. As a young man who marries a maiden, Yivaluch Banoich, so too your children will settle in you. As the Malbim says, sometimes you can have an old man who marries a young bride, or a young woman, or an older woman, for say a very old woman marries a very young man. It happens for different reasons, but it seems startling to people if you see such a tremendous age difference. If one is 30 years older than the other, you know, it just seems so unbelievable. It's not natural. Ki yival bochur besula yivoluch banoich. When your children will settle Eretz Yisrael, when we'll return to Yerushalayim, it'll be natural, like a young bochur marries a besula. It's their first marriage. It's a beginning in life together. They're two young, Bachar and Besula, and they get married. It's so natural. And so too, even if there had been Goyim in Eretz Yisrael through the centuries, it just doesn't seem to fit. When Klal Yisrael returns, it'll be a beautiful fit. The land will appear in its goodness and beauty, like the Bachar marrying the Besula. Umesos choson al kala, yosi solayich elokoyich. And like a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so too Hashem will rejoice over you. The famous song, yosi solayich, you sing to a choson al kala. This pasuk, we've mentioned, simcha is an internal joy. Soson is when the joy breaks to the outside and you dance and you clap and you sing. That's a soson. If a couple was married and it didn't work out for whatever reason and they got divorced, and then later on they remarry, but it's not the same type of love and same type of soson. There's not the dancing and the joy like a first time. Like when they first got married, they remarry again, it'll be a private ceremony, a small reception, but you don't have the sasong of you did at the first time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Klal Yisrael's husband. And when the Churban came, Hoysa Kalmona, Yerushalayim became like a widow, the husband is gone. And then Hashem comes back. And you might think, okay, Hashem is once again residing in Sion and Yerushalayim, but there's still some rough feelings. It's still not such a great joy. But umesos chasan al kala, just like the sason that a chasan has to his kala, yosi salayich elokoyich, when Hashem returns, it won't be he's returning after centuries where we had done wrong and Hashem had left us and there's rough feelings. But no, there'll be mesos chasan al kala, so too will be the joy that Hashem will show over Yerushalayim. Al-Chom Osayich Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shomrin. On your walls, Yerushalayim, Hifkadati, I've appointed guardians. Kol Hayom V'chol HaLayla Tamid Lo Yecheshu. All day and all night. Tamid, constantly. Lo Yecheshu, they're not quiet. Hamazkirim Es Hashem. You who remind Hashem, Al Domi Lochem, do not be silent. There are guards waiting and protecting Yerushalayim. And there are many explanations what the guards are. Hifkadati Shomrim, the guards who are waiting. The Mitzuda says, the simple meaning is it's referring to the stones of Tzion. There are stones that are waiting to be built, that the city should be rebuilt, and they're waiting. They have no other function but to serve as a dwelling place for the Shekhinah. And these stones are like guards silently waiting through the centuries to be rebuilt. It could also mean the Shomrim, the Radak mentions, is the Avele Tzion, those who mourn over Tzion. And they're constantly davening. There are those who in the Tikkun Chatzos, they'll get up in the middle of the night, sit on the floor, put on ashes. They're constantly concerned and mourning over the exile. And in a general sense, even those who are not on that level, all of Klal Yisrael, when we're in Golus, and we have our Shmon Esrei, where every day we daven for the kibbutz Golios to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, for Yerushalayim, for Malchus Beis David. That's every day, three times a day, we're constantly focused in davening. Those are the guards of Yerushalayim. Rashi brings, the Gemara says, the guards are the Malachim. Hashem has special angels. And Hashem remembers everything. He doesn't need any assistance. But just like if something's important to you, you ask somebody, can you remind me? Remind me, I have to go to shul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be reminded. And he says, Al-Chom Osayich Yerushalayim, on your walls Yerushalayim, Hifkadati Shomrim, I appoint the guardians. There are angels that are in charge of watching and guarding Yerushalayim. I saw one of the Mefarshim points out that Yerushalayim, there aren't many cities that still have a wall around it from centuries old, but somehow the wall of Yerushalayim exists. But it's as if Hashem appointed guards on the wall, and he said, "Kol yom v'chol halayla, all day and all night." Tummy constantly lo yechashu, they should not be silent. Don't think that they're guards who are waiting like a watchman. He waits for the geula and then he comes to life. But the rest is quiet and nothing's happening. But these guards, kol hayom v'chol halayla, constantly lo yechashu, they're not quiet. They're not silent. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Those that like remind Hashem. Hashem wants this to be a focus, to be constantly mentioned. Al domi lochem. Do not be silent. Don't even take a pause. Yecheshu is to be silent long term. But the Shomrim are not silent through the centuries, but tamid lo yecheshu. And even while they're mentioning Yerushalayim and Tzion, Al Dom Yilachem. They don't even pause, they're not even silent for a time. When somebody has something to say, and they hold it in, they wait, they pause, they stop what their talk. Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent means he had what to say. It would have been the type of thing where he should have, could have said something, and he knew not to. But Al Domi Lachem, there's no pause. Val Titnu Domi Lo. And don't allow Hashem to be silent. Hashem says, I want you to constantly arouse me. Ad Yechonein, until Hashem establishes. And establishes when the building is totally completed. Vad Yosemes Yerushalayim, till Yerushalayim is totally built. And Ad Yosemes Yerushalayim, till Hashem makes Yerushalayim Tehila, source of praise, Baretz, in the land. That's what Hashem wants. That He wants to bring the Geula, and He wants there to be a constant focus on Yerushalayim. Nishpa Hashem bimino, Hashem has sworn by His right hand. And the right hand, the strong hand, is a Chazal that says, mimino means the Torah, like mimino eshtas lomo. The Torah is from the right. But the Torah, the right hand, means the way we keep the Torah, what Hashem does. Uvizroa uzo, the arm, His powerful arm, His powerful arm, refers, Chazal say, refers to the tefillin. The Gemara says in Brachas that Hashem kav yochel wears tefillin, and in Hashem's tefillin it says how great Klal Yisrael is. Umi kamcha Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz, and other psukim like that. The Geula is going to come one way or another. Nishpa Hashem, Hashem made a shvua. He swore, and He swore b'yamino, with His right hand. If Klal Yisrael is Zoche, He can swear by the Torah that we keep. Uvizroa uzo. And Hashem swore with His powerful arm, where He has the tefillin. And the tefillin talk about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And even if we right now, we don't deserve it. But those psukim of the greatness of Klal Yisrael are eternal. And therefore, whether now we deserve it or not, there's a Zroa Uzo. At some point the Geula will come, and the Zechus of Klal Yisrael's eternal merits, Hashem will show His powerful arm for us, whether we deserve it or not. And Hashem swears, Im etein es degonech od machol loivayich, if I will no longer give your grain as a maichol, as a food, loivayich, to your enemies. And if the sons of strangers will drink your wine, asher yagadbo, that you toiled for. B'nei nechar, nechar is a stranger, somebody from far away. Food, your enemies that live right near Eretz Yisrael, they got enemies all around them, and they steal the food. But when the Geula comes, their food will no longer be for the enemies. And the B'nai Nechar, those who come from further lands, they're strangers, you don't know who they are, they won't be taking your wine and exporting it. Usually in those days, nowadays there are sometimes they ship food, there's shortages. But grain is not such an expensive item. Usually grain wasn't shipped from one end of the world to the other. Grain was kept local. Every nation, every country produced its own grain or got from a neighbor. But the enemies will no longer take our grain. And the wine won't be taken by the B'nai Nechar. The countries far away won't take our wine. Ki ma'asvav yochluhu. Those who gather the grain, they'll be the ones to eat it. V'hilalu es Hashem. And they'll praise Hashem. Those who gather in the grapes for the wine will drink it in my holy courtyards. and the parallel is beautiful. The grain, kimas, for those who gather the grain will eat it. And when you eat grain, the Torah mandates a bracha. V'achalta v'savata v'irachta, you have to bench. Those who gather the grain will eat it, v'hilalu es Hashem, and they'll praise Hashem. Klal Yisrael will eat it and will bench, and will use this as an opportunity to praise Hashem. The wine, the Torah doesn't mandate the bracha achrona. It does say, though, Kerem Revoy, in the fourth year, the grapes and whatever, Kerem Revoy, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Umekabsov yishtuhu b'chatzros kodshi. The wine will be drunk by those who, Klal Yisrael, will drink it in the chatzros kodshi, in my holy courtyards. And so Hashem says, Ivru, Ivru Basharim. Go through the gates. Prepare everyone to return to Tzion and Yerushalayim. Pass through the gates of the city. Panu Derech Ha'am. And clear the way for the people. It could be in a physical sense, as if figuratively prepare the roads that we can return, or in a spiritual way. Go gateway by gateway, door to door, city to city, and prepare in a spiritual sense that we should be able spiritually to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Panu derech ha'am, and clear the path. There shouldn't be obstacles. Sometimes you focus on correcting your behavior, on removing the aveiros. And sometimes you look at the root cause. If a person has a character defect, that's why he does the Aveira. Go from one gateway to another, but also Panu Derech Ha'am, make the path clear. That there shouldn't be the temptations and the Yetzirah, the cause of Aveiras. Solu, Solu Hamasila. And after you've cleared the path, well, imagine if you have a forest, and you have a path through the forest, and you clear it, you don't have tree stumps, you don't have anything on this path, but then you make it into a road. You add pebbles and you build it up. The water drainage is on the side. The road is elevated. Solu, solu hamasilo. Pave the road and lift it. That's above the surrounding area. You have your highway. Saklu me'even. And clear the stones from it. And this preparation for the Geula will be a declaration to the whole world. Harimu Nesal Ho'amim, raise a banner over all the peoples, that from all over the world the Goyim should bring us back to, should participate and anxiously help us return to Eretz Yisrael. Hine Hashem, behold, as a chiddush, something unusual, Hine, believe it, behold, see, Hashem is Hishmiel Kitzei Haaretz. Hashem is declaring to the ends of the earth. Imru Levas Tzion. He's declaring something that will tell Levas Tzion, will tell the daughter of Tzion, we're going to announce it, that Hine Yishech Bo, that your Yeshua, your Savior, is coming. He has come. To the all ends of the world, it will be proclaimed to Klal Yisrael, come back to Yerushalayim and say that the Yeshua is at hand. Hinei scharo ito, and when Hashem comes, the schar, the reward that Hashem has, is with him. Hashem is waiting to give the schar of those who have served him through the galus. Upuloso, and those who have done Hashem's work, lefonov, it's right in front of him. It's Hashem is waiting for the Geul, and he's waiting to give the reward to Klal Yisrael. V'koru lahem, and at that point, they'll call to Klal Yisrael, Am HaKodesh. The whole world will say, Am HaKodesh, you are the holy people. Geulei Hashem, the redeemed ones of Hashem. Again, those two concepts, there's the Am HaKodesh, Klal Yisrael's greatness. We are the holy nation. And the fact that Hashem will bring the Geula, the Geulei Hashem, the redeemed ones of Hashem, V'lochi Korei Derusha, and about you, about Zion, Yerushalayim, they'll call you Derusha. You are the city that is sought after. Irlo Nezova, a city that's not forsaken. During the Golos, Zion hi Doresh Einlo, there were those who didn't inquire about Zion. But V'lochi Korei Derusha, Klal Yisrael, Zion, Yerushalayim, the whole world will focus on that. It'll be Jerusha sought after, Irlo Nezova, a city that's not abandoned.